USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the nation's largest investment banks is lowering the outlook for U.S. economic growth. Goldman Sachs cut its GDP growth forecast to just 1.1% in 2023. It was previously 1.5%. The downgrade comes ahead of another expected interest rate hike by the Fed Reserve this week. More than a week of mourning across the United Kingdom is coming to a close as Queen Elizabeth is laid to rest at Windsor Castle. Her burial comes after a state funeral attended by world leaders, including President Biden. The latest Consumer Price Index report released earlier this month showed inflation month over month rose by 0.1% between July and August. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is poking fun at Democrats for celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act the same day the CPI report came out.
The Democrats' response was to throw themselves a party for spending hundreds of billions of dollars more, raising taxes, and making working-class Americans pay off the loans of doctors and lawyers.
A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake has struck off the coast of southern Mexico. A tsunami warning remains in effect as 10-foot waves batter the region. The quake caused buildings to shake in Mexico City, some 230 miles away. More than 80% of pregnancy deaths in the United States are avoidable. That's according to a new report by the CDC. Data showed the leading underlying causes are excessive bleeding, cataract conditions, infection, and mental health issues. Wall Street beginning the week on a positive note. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 197 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A trial is underway for the sailor accused of starting fire on the USS Bonhomme Richard. The ship burned for more than 4 days in July of 2020, with the Bonhomme Richard left destroyed in San Diego Bay. Rather than rebuild it at a cost of nearly $3 billion, the Navy decided it would be decommissioned and scrapped. Ryan Mays faces life in prison if convicted. More details are coming out regarding another FBI raid.
Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow and other products at a fast food restaurant drive-thru last week, was boxed in by FBI agents and was threatened that if he didn't give up his cell phone, they would take it from him by any means necessary.
Signed by a judge, and I'm going, okay, I'm going to call, can I call my attorney or one of my attorneys? He goes, I said, I can't call my attorney and you think I'm going to give you my phone? If I don't give you my phone, am I going to be arrested? He said, no, but we are going to take the phone.
Mr. Lindell on the Charlie Kirk Show last week. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Memphis police are looking for the man accused of stealing $300 worth of crab legs from a Walmart last month. The theft happened August 22nd when the suspect placed the box of crab legs in the cart before rolling it out of the store without paying. Anyone with information on the seafood heist is asked to contact police. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.